This is Catherine Girardeau with PodTech.net, bringing you a Success Magazine podcast. Our topic today, small business goes global. As business becomes increasingly global, entrepreneurs have to organize, plan, operate, and execute in new ways to stay competitive. For small business owners who are interested in conducting business globally, a few vital principles apply to be successful in a global market. Technology has changed the game for small businesses who want to go global. And here to tell us how and why is Jen Groover, founder and CEO of Jen Groover Productions. Jen currently holds the position of Creativity and Innovation Guru for Success Magazine and can be found sharing her wisdom weekly on their website. I asked Jen how technology is allowing small businesses to go from local to global.
Well, Catherine, 10 years ago, if you wanted to compete in a global market, you usually were going to be a part of a company that was a big player. Small businesses weren't really able to compete in this global market until the internet really took course and everyone got familiar with it and savvy with it, and it's become a lifestyle tool for everybody. And now businesses can do just about anything and communicate with anyone all over the world at any time.
What are some of the other technologies small businesses can leverage to help them expand from domestic to international players?
Well, I think a huge one is Skype. Skype really changed the way people communicate cost-wise, as well as the level of visibility doing video conferences. All different types of companies have popped up on the internet to allow people to have more services available through the internet to communicate across the globe. And also blogs. Blogs are really helping people get brand awareness in other countries, too. Another way technology has really helped change the way people can do business globally is the way they can have fulfillment management. It used to be that you'd have to go to another country and set up either a relationship or an actual fulfillment center, and having distributors physically placed into another country to distribute somewhere else. Whereas now, there's larger companies like UPS and FedEx that their expertise is in shipping have realized so many of these smaller businesses got into the game of global business that they've created fulfillment centers in other countries. Maybe your products are manufactured in Asia, be shipped to Australia, and you, the small business owner at home, never even saw it. It went right to your warehouse. And then through technology again, and through the systems that you might set up with UPS or FedEx or DHL, you can track where all your products are and when they leave the warehouse. If orders came through and inventory started being depleted in Australia or inventory was depleted in Canada, you would be able to access that and control your inventory via the internet by these systems that have been created for small businesses to go global without actually leaving the United States.
Jen, what are some of the benefits for small businesses of conducting business on a global scale?
If you're doing business globally, you're obviously going to probably be increasing your sales and your revenue, which is really important. That also increases your brand, and that in turn increases the valuation of your company. And valuation of your company is not just the revenue, but the press that you're getting. And it really raises your brand awareness, opening up opportunities also for licensing your brand, getting your brand working harder for you, doing co-brands with other companies, and doing partnerships with other companies. That's one of those things that comes with doing business globally.
Do you have an example of a successful small company you've worked with or know of that's used technology to expand from a domestic business to a global one and done so successfully?
Overstock.com, I think, is a great example. They started off in the United States and trying to take products that weren't working or were overstocked for whatever distribution they were meant for. And where it used to be that they would then wind up going to overstock type stores, they created an online service for this. And now Overstock has grown to a name that's a household name. Everyone pretty much knows who Overstock.com is. And they've created it so that people can buy the products online. anywhere in the world and have the products shipped to them. You know, that started off as a small domestic company. It was a concept, hoping that it would work on the internet through technology versus shipping all the overstock quantities to warehouses and liquidation type stores. And now, through technology, they've created this entire new system of dealing with overstock products to go anywhere in the world.
We've talked about some of the benefits of conducting business on a global scale. I'm assuming there are probably some pretty significant challenges, too. What are the two or three most important challenges of doing business internationally that small business owners need to be aware of?
Well, definitely understanding the cultures that you're working with, the social expectations. If you're working with Asia, they still like the face-to-face relationships. So you need to either figure out how to create those face-to-face relationships through video conferencing is one way. But also take in factor that maybe you hire a sourcing agent who can go back and forth from the United States to Asia in lieu of you. And understanding what those societal expectations are in the different cultures that you're working in are very important. Another thing is protecting your idea. If you have a product that's patented and it's only patented in the United States, a lot of people fear going global, thinking their idea is going to get stolen or knocked off. And the way you combat that is to understand the value of branding, branding yourself and getting into the press, not only in the United States, but press in other countries, the magazines, the newspapers, the websites.
Where could a small business owner go to find out what some of those differing cultural expectations are for businesses in different countries?
The absolute best way to do it is talk to people who have already done business in those cultures. I don't think necessarily reading a book on etiquette can actually give you the type of insight to the world that changes so rapidly.
How do you know when your business is ready to go global? I mean, what are some of the signs of being ready to expand outside of your established domestic business?
My realization that we were ready to go global was we started getting a lot of orders from other countries. The first one I realized was Canada. When I started to see these orders come in, we had a big problem because we had a flat fee on our website for shipping. So somebody's ordering in Canada thinking they're going to get this shipment for $10, where it really cost us $30 or $40. So that was a realization that we needed to really make changes. I think that having exclusions to your shipping prices on your website is a really important thing from the get-go, because even if you don't realize you're going to go global, you may. I think when you start to realize you're getting press in other countries, people are realizing your brand, or people are talking about you in other countries, that's definitely a sign that you're ready to go. If you're not getting the press, but you do want to go global, then you should start to focus on getting yourself out there, whether it's a publicist that's working for you that does international business, or putting yourself out there in blogs and websites that you know people in other countries are reading is really important.
Would you provide three tips for achieving success in the tough global market? So we're looking for, you know, something our listeners can really take away with them in thinking about going into international business.
I think education is definitely first. You should educate yourself as much as you can in understanding all the applications of doing business globally. Also, understanding the technologies that can allow you to do that. The technologies meaning the video conferencing services, the teleseminar services, also how UPS or FedEx, how they're allowing you to have fulfillment management in other countries, and you're able to track and do inventory management from your desk in your house if you want to. And then lastly, I would say being smart and getting out there and getting brand awareness is really a very important tip, because it really allows you to establish recognition and it allows you to establish a relationship with your consumers. And just the same way it works in the United States, having that relationship with consumers allows your business to grow more effectively, more rapidly, and with much more of a trust factor. And that trust factor is extremely important, especially when you're doing business across the borders.
That was Jen Groover, founder and CEO of Pennsylvania-based Jen Groover Productions. Jen is the current creativity and innovation guru for Success Magazine. I'm Catherine Giraudot, podtech.net. This podcast was sponsored by Success Magazine. Thanks for listening.